You're listening to Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Hi, I'm Christina Cuevas. 7 years ago, I went through a divorce and it completely turned my world upside down, and I'm so glad it did. I documented my healing to share information with other women going through their own divorce journey. And now, with thousands of downloads around the world from divorced women just like you, I'm here to show you how to ditch the shame around divorce and finally heal so that you can regain the confidence to create your most abundant and joyful future. I'm so glad you're here. This is Her Heart Heals Divorce Radio. Welcome back to another episode of the Rebuilding You podcast. Hello, lovely ladies. I'm thrilled to be your host. Empowering women and helping them reach their full potential after divorce is my passion. It's my jam. Today, we're diving into a crucial topic, preparing to slay at your next divorce court hearing. Slay being a technical term, according to the Urban Dictionary, it means to do something and to do it well. So today we're going to explore ways to help you feel like your most confident self during this challenging time and show up as your best self and let everybody else know how effing badass you are. Remember, you've got this, and we're going to do it together. Before we dive into the episode, I wanted to remind you about two powerful resources that will help you show up more confidently. First, I offer recorded affirmations and recorded hypnosis tracks all around divorce and your journey, and really able to apply it to any transition as you go through your divorce healing process and helping you step into your most confident self. These are great because you can play them right before a divorce hearing or a meeting, or after you have a hearing session or a session with your attorney, and they absolutely have the power to completely change your mindset. I love them. I also do one-on-one coaching designed to help you confidently live a life that you love after divorce. A lot of women ask me how to heal from divorce and live their best life and be able to just put their divorce past them and just, I just want to start my life right now. This is the accelerated version, and it's my passion. It would be an honor to work with you. So let's go ahead and dive into the episode, shall we? I want to acknowledge the magnitude that divorce court hearings can feel like. It can be very emotionally daunting, the whole formality. I remember I really wanted to just pay my attorney to not have to go to court. Unfortunately, there were some times that I had to appear and I had to see a judge and see my ex, and I had to see their attorneys and their legal team, and I didn't know how to stand. I didn't know how to sit. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know when to talk, when to come, when to go. Very uncomfortable. But guess what? You can rock this experience with confidence and grace. And I'm going to help you. Let's jump into some unconventional tips to help you feel empowered and ready to face the courtroom, or should I say slay the courtroom. So the first thing is to channel your inner goddess. Ladies, you are powerful beyond measure. One of the practices that I really love to teach women in my 30-day program, Radiate and Elevate, is the power of visualization. And I wanted to start with a little visualization exercise right now to help you shift your energy. So I'm hoping that you're in a safe place. Please do not do this while you're driving or operating heavy machinery. Pause this episode and come back to it whenever you are in a safe spot. Okay, so I'm imagining that you're in a safe spot right now, so I invite you to go ahead and close your eyes. And just to ground into the visualization and help you get there faster, I want us to start by taking a very deep breath in and exhale out. I want you to see yourself standing in a power stance. And if you're not familiar with a power stance, it's feet hip distance apart, hand on your hips. They can be placed on your hips with open hands or your hands in fists. And right in front of you, there is a mirror. And in that mirror is a reflection of you. But you notice that this reflection is you, but in goddess form. Take a moment to notice some of the features. Visualize that fierce goddess that is a reflection of the goddess that is within you right now. Notice the vibrancy of your skin in that reflection. What are your eyes saying to you? Maybe you're even wearing something completely different. Maybe your outfit is completely iridescent, glittering, sparkling. So I want you to just take a mental snapshot of this. And I also want you to remember this feeling. So before you come back, embrace your strength, your resilience, and your determination. And trust me, you'll radiate confidence from the inside out now that you remembered this. So go ahead and come back. Open your eyes whenever you're ready. How did that feel? So just because we did it in this visualization here doesn't mean that you can't take this with you. You just got a glimpse of the goddess vibes that live within you. And only you were able to project whatever it was that you saw that's uniquely you. So remember to take that with you and channel it anytime that you need to. Okay, so the next tip is to create your power playlist. Ooh, music can be a powerful mood lifter. Why not curate a power playlist filled with songs that inspire confidence and empowerment? My personal favorites and the playlist that I have for various things, which, by the way, I will add, and again, I feel like Spotify should just pay me at this point, but Spotify has a great app to be able to create your own playlist, and they also have playlists for every single activity imaginable. So that's really where I get a lot of my inspo to create my own playlist. So be sure to check that out. But my personal favorites that are on my playlist include songs from, of course, the Queens, Beyonce, Britney. I also love the artists. Music has the magic to really fuel your spirit and make you feel unstoppable.
Hi, how are you loving the episode? If this is something that's been beneficial for you and you'd like to help other women going through divorce, I would love it if you could help me on this mission to maximize our impact from our own divorce. An easy way that you can do that is by rating and reviewing this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on right now. This really helps to boost the podcast and become more discoverable for other women who are going through divorce. If you're listening on Apple, just click on the Her Heart Heals podcast page, scroll down to ratings and review. Just click on the stars and give it a 5-star rating, hopefully. And on Spotify, it's conveniently located at the very top of the Her Heart Heals page. We are truly in this together, and it means the world to me if you would rate and review the podcast. Okay, back to the episode.
So spend some time and create a power playlist. Listen to this as you're getting ready before a divorce hearing or on the drive there, and reference the goddess energy that we just did in the exercise. Pair them together. They will be just completely transformative tools as you go in and prepare to slay. So tip number 3 is mindful breathing for composure. So take a moment to breathe with me. Inhale deeply. Hold it. 1, 2, 3. And exhale slowly. Mindful breathing helps to calm nerves, and it also improves your composure. What you can do is, while you're holding it for 3 counts, you're imagining all of the nervous energy that's warmth flowing through your body, and you can actually pull it into your breath as you're holding it. And imagine that as you exhale, you're exhaling out the nervous energy, and you're left with this rush of calm over your body. And the thing that I love about breath work as well is that you can do it anywhere, and nobody has to know that you're doing it. And so even if you want to take this into the courtroom with you and practice this over and over again, you could even do it the entire time. So tip number 4 is the power of body language. Did you know that body language influences how we feel about ourselves? Remember that power pose that was in the visualization? Use that. Strike a power pose. Stand tall. Own the room. Your posture can send a powerful message to yourself, and it also sends a powerful message to others, like, don't F with me today. I am confident and I am in control. So remember to take your power stance, and it doesn't have to be the one that we visualized earlier. You can do whatever stance makes you feel powerful, but begin to practice it. Do it right now. No, I'm serious. Do it right now. Whatever power stance. All right, so tip number 5, empower through fashion. Now, dressing for success can do wonders for your confidence. And I'm not talking like, don't go out and buy something if you can't afford it. One of the tips that I absolutely love, you guys see me talk about this on my stories over on Instagram all the time. I love a good Poshmark find. I don't really like paying full price for things unless I have to. I will always try to find good deals on Poshmark for items that help me feel confident, that help me feel like my best self. And so if you can afford it, go ahead, go to Poshmark or go out and get something that you feel confident in. And I'm not talking about what you think other people will think or make you feel confident based on what other people think. I'm talking about choosing an outfit that makes you feel like a true boss. And that also includes comfort. You are not going to be comfortable, or you're not going to be confident in something that's not comfortable. So I want to make sure that you're dressing for you. You're not dressing for other people. That's going to make you feel confident. You're dressing for you, and you yourself are making yourself feel confident. I hope that made sense. I kind of said you a bunch of times. But dressing confidently will make you feel more empowered during the court hearing. As you are there, you're feeling good. You're doing your power stance. You're doing your breath work. You're pumped up. You got your goddess vibe on. Time to slay, girl. All right, and tip number 6 is harnessing the power of affirmations. Affirmations reinforce positive beliefs, and they work wonders. Embrace affirmations and that let them resonate with you, and say them daily. I have very powerful recorded affirmation tracks that are specifically catered to my divorced women tribe, and those are all available in my shop. You can download those. And I also do custom affirmation tracks. So if it's something to where you want to be able to play something that is uniquely designed just for you based on your particular situation and some of your struggles, contact me. Let's get you a custom affirmation track. But I also offer, like I said, tracks that have already been recorded that are easily accessible on my site. So just be sure to check those out. And let's practice an affirmation right now. Repeat after me. I am strong, capable, and worthy of a fresh start. I am strong, capable, and worthy of a fresh start. I am strong, capable, and worthy of a fresh start. Write it down. Put it in a notes memo in your phone. And then the last tip is to find your support tribe. Surround yourself with a supportive tribe of friends, family, or mentors who uplift you, who are going to pump you up. They're going to be your cheerleaders, providing encouragement and strength throughout this process for you. Support is crucial. Be sure to listen to episode 55 of this podcast. I just did an episode that's all around cultivating and finding the right support system during and after divorce. You can even join wonderful online communities for women that are specifically going through divorce, but find your tribe during this journey. It's really going to impact you. Even knowing that you have the support, even if they can't be there with you in the courtroom in person. So you've just armed yourself with unconventional tips to slay your divorce court hearing with confidence. Remember, you're not alone. You are strong, capable, and deserving of a new chapter. Embrace these tips. Let your confidence shine through. If you enjoyed today's episode, please don't forget to subscribe and also leave a review. Your feedback means the absolute world to me. Until next time, keep shining bright and remember that you've got this. Thank you so much for joining me today. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes as we navigate life's challenges together. Remember, you're part of a supportive community. Until next time, keep slaying, beautiful souls. Want to learn more? I'm going to add a link in the show notes to the website, herheartheals.com, and there you can access all of my helpful tips, the blogs on there, and schedule a session with me. Are you on Instagram? I'd love to connect. You can follow me, and my handle is @herheartheals. Hope to connect with you soon.
Hey friend, it's Christina. Reclaiming You has been the go-to podcast for thousands of women just like you cultivating a new chapter after divorce. I'd love to have you join us over on The Pulse. It's our completely free weekly newsletter. You'll join our tribe of resilient women who value personal growth and together are determined to thrive after divorce. Every Tuesday, you'll get an email from me with exclusive tips, techniques, and hacks on lifestyle, finance, well-being, mindset. It's time to heal and attract the life you deserve. And best of all, it's free. Don't miss out. Sign up for The Pulse today at herheartheals.com. And let's conquer this journey together, because by healing ourselves, we heal the world. Visit herheartheals.com to join us for free and supercharge your journey to a brighter, happier you. See you there.